779 from 889. Yeah, go ahead. Hey, how the heck you doing, Forrest?
We'll take a listen.
Does it sound like water?
I'm frying sausage and hash browns, so making dinner.
Oh, okay. It almost sounded like water.
Yeah, what have you been up to?
No, not much. Just back to estimating on two of the buildings out at OIT and, you know, just doing my normal stuff, fighting the warranty claim over on Dayton High School, out in Dayton, Oregon. Just normal stuff I do with construction pretty much on an everyday basis.
Yeah, sounds like you're pretty busy.
Yeah, how's Chantel doing? Is she getting better?
Yeah, we've been catching a lot of bugs. It seems kids have been sick off and on, so it's been kind of rough, but I think we figured out the chicken pen solution. Nothing else has gotten in, so I think we've locked it down pretty good. So we have 16 chickens left. So originally we lost, what, 12, I think I told you? I think it was 11 or 12.
Did you figure out what you lost them to? Was it coon, skunk, or what was it?
It was raccoons for sure.
Yeah, they could be nasty little turds. I guarantee you that. Yeah, if they find a way in, and they'll shoot through wood because a friend of mine, Jeff, he owns a Klamath Builders Exchange that does all our plans and stuff. He had one that actually was living in a tree next to his house and chewed through the shingles, chewed through his plywood, got into the attic, and then chewed through the drywall on the ceiling and had access to his house.
Yikes. Well, around here, they live up by the Linkville Cemetery, and they come down. I've seen families of them up there. So there's always been quite a few of them. So we've always were aware of that. So that's why we tried to make the pen pretty bulletproof. But they tested it, and we worked out the kinks, hopefully.
Oh, that's a good thing. Yeah, I'm not sure what you guys do as far as with your chickens, but I don't know. We're raising a few, so I don't know. Might be able to raise you a few to get you restocked, maybe.
Yeah, I told her to get a hold of you and see if you can arrange something. So we actually have one of the hatchlings. Actually, my son bought the hatchlings with his allowance. We had a few of them. And those are the ones that were part of the casualties. We got one left. We're concerned that rats are hanging around the premise and getting the smaller ones, so we're pretty much bringing the small one in the house at night.
Do you have a rooster in with yours to where you're getting fertile eggs on any of your group?
Yeah, we do. There's a couple of them that I think are doing that. There were the few hatchlings that you tried to hatch out, I think.
We have one pen that's set up for specifically for young ones. It's 100% enclosed. Raptors can't get in. Actually, nobody can get in. A mouse can get in, but that's about it.
Now, the problem about our coop is it's pretty much just the shed and the door. They can kind of go in and out and stuff, but that's the reason why we've pretty much made it ring the larger predator is not going to be able to get in there, so they're generally we're safe.
All right. What's the amount of birds you like to keep as far as the total?